So I broke down this last week and mowed my grass. There was a little bit of sunshine on Friday, so I got out the mower, mowed everything, and then I had to fight my trimmer to trim up all the edges, the things I couldn't get with my lawnmower. And inevitably, it happens, in my not paying attention, that getting a little too close to your daffodils with a weed trimmer is often fatal for the daffodils. Yes, it might be good for the grass that you're mowing next to it, but even if you get remotely close to it, inevitably you cut off a few daffodils. Or if you're like me, the entire flower bed. But, you know, you rescue the daffodils, you put them in a little bit of water, and while they might continue to bloom and even might prosper for a little bit, after a couple days, they inevitably get brown, wither, and dry up, which is always a lesson that you should, as mowers, just let the grass grow tall, and therefore you never cut down your own flowers. But with that idea firmly in mind, I think we can understand what it is like to be a branch by itself, not on the vine. It ends up drying up, withering up, and falling away. When you cut a daffodil with an edge trimmer, inevitably it's going to get brown, it's going to dry up, and evidently it is not going to be a flower anymore. It's not going to grow any more pollen, which is good for my sinuses, but it is not going to blossom, it is not going to provide any beauty. It's going to get brown, it's going to dry up, and ultimately it's going to die. When we do not abide in Jesus Christ as we are the branches to his vine, when we cut ourselves off from him, we inevitably end up like the daffodil. We no longer get the life-giving sap from the vine. We have to make it on our own. And while we might have a little bit stored up on our own, inevitably we brown, wither, and dry up. Our text even goes so far as to say that apart from me, you can do nothing, but with me, you can do anything. Well, perhaps John had a really good purpose in writing this text, this parable, for his congregation. They lived in a world of many different temptations, many different religions, many other vines. They lived in a world of profound economic prosperity for a few. And there were people who would rather work and make money on Sunday than be a part of the Christian community. But they also lived in a world of idols, a world of many other gods, even a cult that worshipped the emperor. And so perhaps John knew all too well what he was saying when he said to his people, abide in Jesus, or perhaps a better word is remain in Jesus, and you will flourish. But to cut yourself off from Jesus is ultimately to wither. Well, in Ashtabula, we know all about grapevines, which is a polite way of saying we all really know a lot about wine, because grapes grow on vines. Okay, everybody awake? Everybody awake. Well, what good is a branch going to be if it's not on the vine? It's not going to grow any grapes. It's not going to provide any wine. And what good is it if it doesn't give us wine? Well, nothing. But Jesus is talking about us and what happens when we choose not to remain with Jesus. If we cut ourselves off from Jesus, it's like the daffodil cut off from the rest of the plant. Oh, we might be good for a little bit. We might even flourish for a little bit. But pretty soon our spirits start to sag. Maybe we start to get a little cranky. Maybe we start to lose faith and lose hope, even doubting that we are doing any good or we as a church aren't doing any good. And pretty soon we start to wither and we start to dry up. Maybe we even chase after something else other than Jesus. Well, certainly in our day and age, there are plenty of things to chase after. There is money, There is work to do. There are things to buy, trips to enjoy. There are phones and tablets and big screen TVs and losing football games at the Cleveland Browns. But there's also the pursuit of fortune and glory, trophies on the mantelpiece, more property, more buildings. There are 1,000 things to chase after in this world. And for each 1,000, we could probably name another. And so perhaps John's advice is still good for us, that we should stay, that we should remain with Jesus. Instead of chasing after other things, instead of cutting ourselves off from Jesus, oh, we might be good for a little bit, a week, a month, a year, but pretty soon we start to become uncertain. We start to worry, we start to stress out, we start to lose our peace in the midst of an unpeaceful world. We start to lose our hope. We start seeing that the present circumstances have got no light at the end of the tunnel, that maybe it isn't working. It's a joke. All it is just a lie, an act. It's fake. But what in reality we have done is we have withered. Our spirits have dried up. Our faith, instead of being nourished by the sap of the Holy Spirit, we cut ourselves off from the vine. We have become a broken branch, really not good for much of anything. But the good news is that God is, in fact, the vine dresser. That Jesus is the vine, that the Spirit is the sap that gives us life and life abundantly. It isn't up to us to have to do it on our own, as if we had to create out of nothing a morality, a hope, bushels of love and justice. It's not as if it was up to us to take the place of God and to be the vine keeper, the gardener, the vine and the sap. We're just the branches. But when we are on the vine, with the sap, with the vine dresser, look at what we can do. Why, we can walk on water. We can bring down governments, because the church has. We can bring peace in the midst of divisions and war. We can make reconciliation and forgiveness between others. We show charity and compassion when there is none, truth when there is error. All of these things are the fruit of God. And the good news, perhaps, is that this is your God. That God is dressing you. God has put you on the vine and nurturing you and feeding you, giving you everything necessary to be who God imagined you to be. Only because God chose to make such an action. My friends, God has baptized you with this kind of life, that you would be the branches on Jesus Christ. But there's a catch. God has given you the freedom to allow the Spirit to feed you, or the choice to cut off that Holy Spirit. God doesn't want you to be a robot. God wants you to be a willing partner in this. But it means that if you are a willing partner, you have to remain and abide with God. not close God off, not chase after other gods, not be a god unto yourself, but to abide in Jesus Christ, to stay, to flourish, to be fed and nurtured by God, to be the person God dreamt and imagined and created you to be. And the only person that can screw all of that up is you. That you would not stay and remain where God put you. That you would just be the branch to Jesus' vine. That you would be fed and nourished and sustained by the life-giving sap of the Holy Spirit, which can create out of nothing, which can bring life into death. That you would be dressed by the Father, being cleaned and purified, as God has already done by the Word of God. God has chosen to do all of this for you, not because you deserve it, but because the love of God demanded it. But he doesn't want you as a robot. He wants you as a partner, that you would remain in him and that he would remain in you, that you would stay and become branches to his vine. So, my friends, the good news for us is that God wants to do everything I just rambled on about, because that's how much he loves and he cares for you. Now is the time for you to choose to become those branches, not cutting yourself off, not closing yourself off, not chasing after other gods or other things, or being a god unto yourself, but to become branches on God's vine. And you will flourish. There will never be a lack of strength, a lack of hope. There will never be an end to light in the dark places. There will never be weakness. There will never be anything in this world that God cannot overcome. With God, we can do anything. Anything that God can dream and imagine and come up with. But the warning is, if you cut yourself off from Jesus, you really can do nothing. You'll wither. You'll dry up. Faith, love, and hope will be next to impossible. Well, my friends, if this is the choice God has made, it's time we made our choice. Not to cut off God, but to leave the channel open. Not to try to do it on our own for a few minutes or a few weeks or a few hours, but to live every single moment of our lives abiding in God and God abiding in us. It means that if we truly are God's branches, if this is truly where God has placed us, then we will stay where God has put us, branches to Jesus' vine. My friends, it's time for us to become a people who stay, a people who remain, a people who wait on God. And we will find we will never wither like a daffodil in a vase on my table. You will find that we will become the vine of God that flourishes with faith beyond faith, hope beyond hope, and love in the God-forsaken places of this world. All we have to do is to believe and to stay and to remain with God. But it also means, my friends, the only way we can screw it up is if we choose to do so. So let us make this moment the moment we make that choice, to believe, to hope, to just become who God wants us to become, branches to his vine. And I think you will find that you will flourish instead of withering. May God be given the glory and the honor and the praises of his people for his love, for his grace, and for his choice to become our God. Amen.